Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast, and today it's going to be a really interesting episode. It's always an interesting episode here, but today is really sort of a different topic, and I really want to talk about when you feel like I am not ready to charge my clients yet, or I'm not ready to charge my clients a high ticket premium pricing yet. So this is exactly made for you. If you are currently a business owner, an entrepreneur, you're kind of running your own business right now, and you don't feel ready to charge what you feel that you're worth. Okay, so right now you could either be at the start of your business and you just don't feel ready to charge, or, and this is most likely the case, you're sitting here and you already have a business running, you're already charging clients, but you really feel like you bring so much more value to the table and you know that you want to work with higher level clients, you know you want to be charging more for your product, offer, and services, but you just don't feel ready to charge. You could be sitting in front of a client right now, you could be at a sales meeting, you could be at a sales pitch, you're like, this is my moment, right? They're asking you, like, we like your service. We like what you bring to the table. How much do you charge? You're in your head. You're thinking, this is my moment. This is where I can launch my new pricing suite. But then you open your mouth and you just find yourself back to the same old pricing again. And you really feel like kicking yourself after, right? So there's just something there that's a resistance that prevents you from really charging the high ticket pricing and working with the high level clients that you want. And I really want to explore this topic. And in today's episode, I really want to deep dive into three possible reasons why one might feel I'm not ready to charge my clients what I feel should be what my offer is worth. Right, so let's explore and let's dive a little deeper into possible reasons why. The first reason that I want to explore is that you might not be ready to charge your clients because you are scared to try and fail. Meaning, you're in your comfort zone now, right? Like, you're charging at this pricing, people are buying at this pricing, and you know, you have something that is working. So you're thinking to yourself, why reinvent the wheel when, quote unquote, nothing is broken, right? Like, things are working, people are buying, I feel good when people buy, I feel good when I see profit and revenue come in. Although deep down inside, you really know that's not what you want to be charging, but because something is already working, you're kind of scared, right? Which is a very, very normal feeling. You're scared to try and then to fail. And the worst part following up on this is, and this is especially so when we are here in the digital economy, right? And everything is digital, everything is online. You're kind of really scared to not only try and fail, because this doesn't stay privately with you. It's not like an old school, you know, business that your grandma passed down to you. When you fail, it's public. When you fail, like, the whole world can see you launch an offer, launch a campaign, and then the whole world can see you fail and nobody buys, right? So not only might you be scared to try this higher ticket pricing and failing and have no one buy, which already in and of itself feels terrible, but then on top of that, it's public and running your business and advertising your business and branding your business online digitally means that whatever that you do is accessible for the whole world to see and therefore for the whole world to judge, right? And so you might feel like not only might I fail, but then also, like, literally everyone is going to be out there judging me, or everyone is out there going to be like, wow, I had a failed launch. So this makes things even scarier. And You know, the idea that industry peers, that potential clients can see you launch something and have that something flop and quote unquote fail, the idea that everyone will judge you for even thinking, oh, what made him think it could work? What made her think it could work? You know, that idea is scary, right? And a lot of times, and probably more often than we would like to admit, we do care what people think, right? And so that could be really one reason why you're being held back as far as charging higher ticket premium pricing is concerned. And here are a few thoughts that I would love for you to consider as you work through this process yourself, right? Which is, with regards to this first point, you really want to be asking yourself, do you really even care what they think? No, really. Like, do you care what they think so much that you are willing to give up on your dream, your ideal pricing, your ideal clients, the direction of your future business for them? And who is this them? Someone who honestly probably doesn't even know you that well. Someone who honestly probably doesn't even care about you that much. Whoever it is, are you willing to care what they think so much that you're willing to pay the price of your dream, your ideal clients, your ideal pricing for them? Because it's a fact that, you know, people are going to judge anyway. People are going to judge you. People are going to have their own thoughts. The question is, do you care enough that you're willing to give up on your dream for them? And if you have a gut reaction, you should have a gut feeling whether your answer is yes or no. It shouldn't be flip-flopping in the middle. You will have a gut reaction, and that gut reaction should tell you everything about whether or not this is the reason why you're not launching at the pricing you think you really should and what you should do about it. So trust your gut feeling on this one, and I hope it gives you something to really think about when it comes to being afraid to try something and then failing and have everyone judge. That's gonna happen anyway, but the real question is, how much do you care? Do you care? You care, of course, because you're human, but how much do you care? Do you care enough that you would care more about this than you care about increasing your prices, finding your ideal clients, and really bringing your business in a direction that you know deep down it's meant to go in, right? So that's some food for thought with regards to point number one. Point number two, why you might not be ready to charge your clients at a pricing you really think you should, is that maybe you've now progressed to a stage in your business where you feel like, I am not an expert or a specialist at that level yet. Right? And this can be, you know, you could have been in business for a year, 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years, and you can still feel like you're not an expert, because the thing is, business and entrepreneurship is a free world, right? It's not like in school where you have like middle school, high school, college, university, and everyone around you sort of the same stage. This is sort of, the business world is sort of like, you can have 15-year-olds making millions, you can have 50-year-olds making millions, right? So it's sort of an open space where people at all levels are sort of all lumped together. And you just want to be aware of this environment so that you don't feel like you're abnormal for feeling like a very small fish in a big pond, because you're being put up against, you're being in an environment, right, where you're just classified as an entrepreneur. It's not like a corporate job where there's like associate, senior associate, you know, assistant manager, manager, senior manager, assistant director, and the hierarchy is really clear. So you, for example, in a corporate job wouldn't be, if you were a senior associate, you wouldn't be comparing yourself with a senior director, right? Because you're like, clearly they might have more years of experience. I should not, it's not realistic for me to be comparing myself with them. However, in the business world, like I said, it's really an open arena where everyone at all levels, with all levels of experience, really exists in that same space, especially online, especially in digital entrepreneurship. And therefore, you might feel like, I'm not an expert yet, and I cannot charge for this because there are other people out there in the same arena who are so much more experienced than me, right? And this is really a very dangerous line of thought, because number one, you don't know how much they're charging. They could be way more experienced than you, and they could be charging way more than you, right? You don't know anything about that. And secondly, the fact that there are other more experienced options out there doesn't mean that a client necessarily wants to work with them. And the analogy that I sometimes use, and I think I've said this online before as well, is that, you know, just because I can have access to Gordon Ramsay for a cooking class does not mean that I necessarily want to hire him. Why? Because for 2 hours, maybe he might charge a high five or six figures. Maybe what I want is just to spend a few $100s, and I just want to get a few girlfriends over, and I want to just have a very relaxed evening learning how to cook something new, right? And I don't need Gordon Ramsay for that. Even though he could be one of the best options in the market, I don't want the best option for my purpose, right? So that's something you want to be aware of as well. And just because you're not the best, most experienced in terms of number of years, expert in your field out there, doesn't mean that there isn't a market for you, for people who are willing to pay you, right? And so you're not Gordon Ramsay, but you know, right now you're charging, you know, maybe $500 for an evening of cooking class. Maybe you want to increase your rates to, you know, 800 or 1,000. And who's to say that that isn't a market for that, right? So you can't be thinking like, I can't increase my price from 500 to 1,000 because Gordon Ramsay exists. First of all, Gordon Ramsay is not going to be charging $1,000. He's going to be charging tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So you want to be aware that just because there are people who seem more experienced and who are more experienced doesn't mean that there's no market for you. Another thought that I would love for you to start considering as well is that, you know, if you don't really start charging what you feel is the true value of your offer, you are going to end up really unhappy. You're going to end up really resentful. And worst of all, if you're not charging what you feel you should in order to make this a sustainable business, you will end up either having a nonprofit or you'll end up having a hobby. You don't have a business, right? Because if you're not placing the value on what you bring to the table for it to be sustainable as a business, and this by this, I mean financially sustainable as well, then what you really end up with is just something that you do for fun that cannot sustain itself, much less sustain you, much less sustain a team that you want to scale, right? So that business is going to die if you don't start valuing it for what it's worth, okay? And remember also that everyone starts somewhere. Price according to your value. Don't price over, but don't price under as well, right? And there's always going to be a market at every price point. Even when you look at something as simple as sports, right? This is why there are tennis coaches that charge $15 an hour. There are tennis coaches that charge $50 an hour. There are tennis coaches that charge $100 an hour. There are tennis coaches that charge $300 an hour. And there's a market for each of these price points, right? And so that's something that you want to be aware of as well. So if you feel like point number two, I'm not ready to charge my clients, and it's because you feel like there are more experienced players in the market, just remember that just because there are doesn't mean that there isn't a market for you, and doesn't mean that you can't increase your prices and have there still be a target audience and a market who's ready to pay at this price point that you want to enter at, okay? So that's point number two, some food for thought there. And I want to move on to point number three. Okay, so point number three, I'm not ready to charge my clients because I am just overwhelmed with the sheer amount of things that need to be done. So I just give up before I even get started, right? So, you know, we always talk about charging proportionate to the value you bring to the table, right? So if you want to charge more, it's not simply putting the same thing on the table and being like, okay, now I want to charge five times more, right? If you want to charge more, then you bring more to the table. You bring more value to the table, right? And you might want to be charging more and you're thinking like, I can actually put more value on the table. I can create a better offer. I can create a more nuanced offer. But then that would require some work and effort on my part, right? Surprise. And you know that. But then thinking about it, you're just so overwhelmed with the sheer amount of things that need to be done, the changes that need to be made. So you kind of give up before you even get started. And you're thinking to yourself, the task seems just like too much. it seems too big. There seem to be so many changes that I need to make. Maybe there's some restructuring that I need to do, and I can never do it. And you feel like, you know, even if I get started, I don't know if I'm wasting time doing the wrong things that don't even matter, right? And that is a valid concern. And something that I really want you to consider here is, you know, you never know when you pivot in your business, whether it's in terms of ideal clients, whether it's in terms of business direction, whether it's in terms of pricing, whether it's in terms of your offer suite. When you make a change in your business, right, you never really get 100% guarantee on, is this going to work out for sure? You really don't have that. That's just the nature of how business is. And so when you feel like, wow, if I make this change, I get started, I don't know if I'm wasting time doing the wrong things that don't even matter. And that's the truth. You don't know. That's a valid concern. However, that is the nature of business. That is the nature of entrepreneurship. And this is something I want you to really consider, which is that most entrepreneurs fail not because the idea isn't good, but because they are unsure of the steps to work on. Therefore, when they're unsure of the steps to work on, they don't get the results they want. And over time, even if they repeat these multiple times, they sort of get discouraged. And then they get discouraged, so they give up because, you know, they're not seeing the results that they want. And sometimes the scary part of this is that you don't know the macro view, right? Like, you're in it and you don't know the macro view. And sometimes when you give up, you could give up right before what could have been your big break, right? And so that is exactly what a business coach is for. This is exactly what I do with my clients. It's not that they cannot do it on their own, but when you're unsure of the steps to work on, it just means that you have to try multiple times. Like, you don't have the recipe, right? You don't have the steps. So you start doing random things. Some might work, some may not work. But the thing is, because you're unsure, you take longer. And each time you're unsure, you don't get the results you want. You can still figure it out on your own if you can get over the, so to speak, failures, and you don't get too discouraged over time, right? Because what happens when you keep failing and failing and failing and failing as the process of that trial and error is that you get discouraged and you might give up on the entire business altogether. And sometimes you could be so close, right? And sometimes having that external perspective to just be able to be like, hey, remember this gap? If you just tweak these two steps around, you could get there 5 times faster. That's exactly what a business coach does, right? And so what I do in my work with a lot of my one-on-one private clients is I help you keep you accountable to stay consistent. Consistent not in just doing things, but in doing the right things at the right time that gets the right results. For example, revenue generating activities that give respect to your true value and your true price, to hold you to higher standards, to expand you, to raise your mindset, and to raise the offer you bring to the table so that you can see those paid clients respecting you, seeing you as an authority, seeing you as someone who is not only someone they're curious about, but someone who has great credibility, and having those paid clients streaming in. And on days when you're just so overwhelmed, I won't let you give up because I want you to catch that big break just around the corner and not give up right before it. And if there's nothing else that you take away from today's episode, I just want you to remember that your success is already on the way. The thing that you must do is to just keep going. Your success is already on the way. And when it comes, you will be ready. And today, I just want to say, if you're listening to this right now, I want to see you succeed so bad. You got this. But I can't want your success more than you. So I hope this episode really gave you some things to think about as to why you're not reaching that next level in your pricing, in your offer, and in your business. And if right now you feel like I'm committed to my success, the next level has to happen, I know I need some partnership in this area, then drop me a message. You guys know where to find me on Instagram at janice.tee, that's janice.tee, or you can find me on LinkedIn at janice.tee. Let's talk and let's skyrocket your business profitability together. Let's make more money and have more fun. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it. And I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.